Hello again. I decided to make this video today. Do these videos on TikTok. And something I thought that was very interesting. In particular, I made a video maybe like a couple, I think it was either last week or the week before. I don't remember. But I was talking to people about black men, right? And I said, well, one thing in particular I said was, I don't like how black men lie on black women. Because I keep hearing people say stuff like, oh, all women are gold diggers and they all want a man that has this, that has that. And I made a comment one time, and of course, it pissed off a lot of the emotional men who are very emotional. And my first thought was, I don't know any woman or many women who want a rich man. And a lot of people got mad when I said this, but I was being like really honest. And I said, based off of what I saw, like when I was growing up, and based off of things that I've learned, I can tell y'all that a lot of, I honestly feel like I can't even say if it's women or men that's delusional. I don't know, maybe it is on both ends. But I was watching a video where a woman said she believes that women believe that they all want a millionaire or a man that makes this much money or this, that, and the third. And so I made a comment. I'm going to say this again because it's probably going to hurt, I don't know, some people's feelings. Most women I know are not even looking for a man that's rich. And I'm being very honest about this. I've met like a lot of women in the world. A lot. And I'm talking about people from all countries. Okay. And this is just simply chatting, meeting different people online, going to different groups, getting to know them. Culturally, I've met people from different religions, backgrounds. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Yes, I'm correct. Most women are not even looking for that. Most women want, and I'm being so honest because this may hurt some people's feelings. It's like when I hear people, I'll say this. I think the way people view the idea that everybody wants a rich man is the same way they view women who say they want a man that's an alpha. Yes, that's the way to say it. And I can tell you right now, I'm a woman that will be considered a Sigma woman. I'm not an alpha woman, okay? I'm telling you, when you really get to know yourself, yes, I'm a Sigma type woman. I'm not pressed to be number one like some women I meet. I'm not obsessed with staying number one. And if people don't understand what that means, yes, a lot of alpha people I meet who are like that have that mentality. Like they believe if you're not in their caliber of life, then you're beneath them, okay? Or they believe that you must be where they are. And it's like a competition or competitive nature about it. From now until you die, I guess. Now, personally, I don't care. And I'm going to tell you why I would never want. And people get mad when you say this, but it's really true, okay? I'm going to tell you some things I learned. One, my father. The man that I know is my father. I can tell you that he was a man that had money. He was a man that traveled. He was a man that lived a very wild lifestyle. But he was not a man that ever took care of his children. He had money, but he spent all his money on himself, his women, whatever he wanted to do. And I say this to tell y'all, some women I think are delusional. Every man that has money or that's a millionaire is not a good man or is not an alpha. Or is not a, a man of standard. And I think most women I meet, they're delusional. I told this one woman this and she got really mad. I said, if you can't, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, as a person that has grown up with men who literally are like that, who've worked all the time. Okay, and this is going to make some women mad, but it's true. If you are not prepared to basically be by yourself most of the time, and what that means is most men who are that wealthy. I'm not trying to be mean. Yes. It's like I don't think people get it. Business is their life. Like that's the best way to explain it. It's literally their life. They literally are trained and groomed from the time they're children. Okay. to adults of how they actually have to be, provide, do. It's a fam. It's like basically saying like it's a family business or a legacy in that sense. And yes, I do believe that most women don't want that. I'm sorry. I just don't. And I'm going to tell y'all why I say that. Most women I know, y'all can't go a day, 2 days, 3 days without talking to a man. You have to see him every day, every this. You have to hear from him. I'm so serious. A man that's that busy. Y'all think I'm lying. You may hear from him maybe once every couple months. Like, and people literally think I'm making this stuff up. Yes, once every couple months sometimes. Yes, it is. Most of those people, if the person literally is that wealthy, yeah, you can fly here and do this. I'll say this, monetarily and maybe materialistic wise, you'll be able to do a lot of what you want. But emotionally, mentally, you will not always have somebody there to make you feel a certain way. Because I think people don't understand the cost of being very rich and very wealthy. As a person who's worked with a lot of wealthy people, who's worked for a lot of wealthy people, I can tell y'all, no. Like, I've seen the way people, these people actually operate in their households with their families. Like, been there years, worked there years, seen how people operate. I'm telling you, they don't spend time even in the same city most of the year. And most people I know who live a regular life, we with our families like 24/7. I'm so serious. Like, most people, I'll tell people, most people I've ever met, they've lived in the same city their whole life. They've never lived anywhere else. They've never been by themselves. They stay close to their family. Even when they get married, they usually stay in the same city they grew up in, was raised in. They try to marry somebody there, and they raise their family in the same place. The only way they'll move, I'm telling y'all, is if their husband is either military or something like that, and then you're, of course, you're traveling states. But most of the times, yes, I'm right about this. So no, I'm serious. I actually don't think most women want wealthy men. I'm serious. Everybody thinks I'm kidding about that. Because I don't think people understand what it, I'll say this, what I saw or experienced people who I was around go through, it's not for the weak. I'll give an example. If you ain't already used to being by yourself, you definitely not going to be able to deal with somebody who works all the time and has a schedule and has a life. It has to do this, that, the third, you name it, response. Like, you're not. There's no way you're going to. And I'll tell y'all another thing, too. When I saw a woman say this, I pretty much laughed at her because I'm like, this woman is really delusional if she thinks that majority of women want a man that's wealthy. I cannot make this up. Most women I know want a man to simply provide and protect them. That's pretty much it. Most women, those are like the top two things. They want you to provide for them and protect them. And whether y'all believe this is true or not, every woman doesn't want the same level of material that some women want. Okay? Like some women, they want the very top, the top of the top, the most of the most, the whatever it is you want to call it. Yeah, I can definitely believe that. But most women I meet, no, they don't. And I think most women, and I'm going to tell y'all this, some women going to get mad at this. I remember this girl in my classroom, she was obsessed with trying to tell me about how people live. And I laughed at her and I said, and the reason why she kept saying this is because she was so bothered by my presence. I'm going to tell you why she's bothered. She's the type of person that comes from money. So she's bothered that someone who doesn't come from money threatens her. Threatens her existence. She's invisible around me. And I said, you're invisible because you're basic. You're just rich. You don't have a personality. You don't have certain qualities. And I said, it's not personal. You was raised by a machine, basically. You was raised by brainwashing. You're raised and programmed to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to stay a certain size, to say, I said, you have no will of your own, if I'm being honest. And she could not take that what I said was true. So her comeback was, well, I just want to let you know that people who have money marry other people that have money. And I said, well, honey, I know that, but unlike you, I don't care because I'm not looking for what you're looking for. The reason why I say she said that is because I'm pretty sure she's the type of person that's bothered that somebody could probably take her man that's nothing like her. Women like that are crazy. And that's what this girl who said that reminded me of. I just laughed at her. I said, That's your problem. I said, why do all of you believe everybody wants to be in y'all top echelons of society? Most of those people are drug addicts. I don't care if you think I'm kidding. Yes, they are. Okay? Most of them are clinically depressed. Don't care if you think I'm kidding. Like I said, I've worked for enough wealthy people to know what I'm telling you. They pill pop like crazy. Okay? They are stressed out all the goddamn time. They're literally spoiled. When I say spoiled, one little thing doesn't go their way and they literally want to have a fit and act like everybody else needs to service them. It's quite dramatic. And I'm just like, the world does not revolve around you. I know you may think that this well-oiled matrix revolves around you, but I assure you, honey, there are other people that are still here too. And I'm serious. I thank God every day that I have my own mind, my own heart, and my own ability to think for myself. Because no, I could not in my life stand to be around people who could only care about what's going on in their world. No, I'm so serious. Literally, y'all, I'm gonna say it again. I could not stand to be around people who only care about what's going on in their world. That's why I told you I low-key can't stand America. Low-key can't stand it. America is so obsessed with themselves. They're so obsessed with how they perceive themselves to be and how they look. And I'm not gonna lie to you, sometimes it's very annoying because I read and look at so much stuff from other people around the country, and to see other people in other places suffering, it's like, it's real effed up. And I'm gonna tell you why it's so bad, by the way, since we're on this subject. When I saw our country here in America decide to tell other countries, oh, well, we're gonna pull our support from you, or we're gonna do this, my first thought was, God, this is why I can't stand being here. They're so obsessed with themselves. And say what y'all want to. Yes, this is the higher echelons of society. They're so obsessed with themselves that they don't realize that it takes the world to run. The world, everyone, not just you, not just your percentage. And I want you to know what I mean by that. I want y'all to see that just them saying they would do that, other countries are threatening to band together to stop the U.S. dollar. That means y'all money won't be worth nothing. I literally am like, did they learn nothing from Silicon Valley? I'm like, I can't. And when I tell y'all, yes, that's the most irritating thing I've ever seen about the higher echelons of society. The world literally does not revolve around you. America, if you keep thinking that, yes, look at what other countries are willing to do to stop you. They literally could just leave you and say, oh, well, we don't care. Goodbye. Destroy your money, destroy the... And say what y'all want. This is true about the societies of those higher places. Doesn't really matter what people believe. I know, I told y'all, there are people in my family that are in these type of things. I've seen the type of pressures and stuff they had to do. I told y'all, I even had one of my aunts. She married a man that was like that. And I can tell you, I remember thinking to myself, I could never be with somebody that I truly don't care about. Or truly, literally, don't have a connection with. Can't find, no. And I know a lot of you ain't gonna believe this. Money is not going to be enough to keep you with someone. Okay? That's why you see, and I know y'all are probably, that's why you see some of those upper class people miserable and bitter in this, because they literally put money over something like love, or they put money over something like getting to know their children. Literally building relationships with people, not just business relationships. I mean, actual connections with people. Yes. And say what y'all want. I done seen what happens in the end. And I'm telling you, No, I have to literally know a person. That's not enough. And I realize when I hear women like that talk like this, I'm like, you only speak from the perspective of the society that you probably grew up in. And I say, if you have never lived truly with the other side, worked for them, seen it through, like, you know, the other end, it's kind of hard for a person to say that. And I can assure y'all, most wealthy people ain't never in their life, they feel things that most people do are beneath them. Y'all say what you want. Would you see them ever going around the neighborhood taking out all the trash? Would you see them clean, being a maid, doing this? I'm telling y'all, I said what I said. And I'm like, no, honey, that's not enough. I had to make my little comment on this today. I saw this and was like, this woman is delusional. I was like, she really think that's what some women think. Women, and most women, don't even want a man. Y'all, I'm serious. And if y'all think I'm lying about this, only men in the 1% have this mindset that if, and I promise you, if they do believe that it's delusional that people would all want them or want their life or this, that, and the third. That's the person that to me lives in delusion. Because I want y'all to know, everyone doesn't want that life. Everyone doesn't want to live with you and your rules and you must act this way, dress this way. Everybody doesn't want to live like that. That's just the truth. And I feel like that's hard for some people to hear who either desperately want the lifestyle or they think that's something they're going to enjoy. I'm like, no, I don't think so. And some people can't stand what I said is true. It is. I'm serious. Most women I know, I'm going to say what I'm going to say again. Provisions. And I'm telling y'all, most women are happy with the simple provisions of being provided and protected. That's literally the truth. That means you have a roof over your head, you have clothes on your back, food on your table, your kids are always good, you always have everything you need. Yes. Most people, most women, that's pretty much it. Doesn't matter what other people say, that's what I've seen. The only women I've ever seen that want more, where they really want like a super duper luxurious lifestyle, I'll say this. Because it's a level of it. Some women are okay with having some luxuries and some things. They're like, okay, yes, I like this. But other women, like what I call the super competitive women, the ones that some of y'all would consider to be, in a sense, like alpha females, yes, those are the women that are like in the top 1%. They want everything. Okay? And they don't care what the cost is. They don't care what they have to do to have it, get it, whatever it is. Usually, and people get mad when I say this, some of those people are label whores. I know y'all don't get mad at that term, but it's true. They only wear what the top 1% wear, which is people who pay like a couple $100s for an overpriced sweater. Like stuff like that. When it's literally made from the same cotton as a Hanes t-shirt. Like, come on. That's what I mean. People who do stuff like that, okay? Or people who are obsessed. I must have my hair done by this person only. Nails and toes done by this person. Like, people at that point, yes, they are obsessed with stuff like that. In their mind, that is the best. Now, of course, I told y'all, a lot of us have a very different view of what luxury is. I'll say this. When I was younger, based off what I saw in my family, I did used to think that luxury was the houses my family had. Some of them would get, you know, their Mercedes, their Benzes, their designer bags, designer shoes. I used to think that's what it was. But when I saw the women and people in my family, like as I grew up from a teenager, I was starting to realize that those were like, you know, small creature comforts. It only left them satisfied, like, temporarily. It didn't fulfill something that I feel like was missing in the soul. And that's why I tell you, there is no way I could be with a person. Money is not enough. Like, everyone thinks I'm kidding. Just like people get mad when I tell them the truth, love isn't either. It has to be a blended way of stuff. Like, it's just not. Like, I'm telling you, you can meet people. I've met y'all. Ooh, I have met so many wealthy people. I'm so serious. Like, I've worked for a lot. And when I tell you, most of the times, I'm not gonna lie. Yes, they seem happy in the sense of, hello, how are you doing? But in the inside, when I would see them after being around them for a long time, I can tell you, to me, most of their life was never happy. And I feel like, I'll give an example of a family I met. This is a good one. There was this one wealthy family. And this man, I told you when I met him, he breeds horses and stuff for a living. I'm not sure that's how he made all of his money, but I know he was worth like a lot of millions, okay? Like, probably even more than that. But I remember when I was there in his household, I told y'all, I'm a very deep person of energies. The first thing I noticed was his wife, even though she was smiling, she did not seem happy to me, okay? And I know what it is to look in a woman's eyes and she's truly happy and safe in this. What I saw, I'm not gonna really go into detail, I'm just gonna say that she didn't seem happy to me, okay? The husband, the one who made all the money, he was always mad, angry, yelling all the time, doing everything himself. I literally saw this man with a broken knee try to get up and do everything himself, and I'm literally just looking at him in this way like, my God, how can a person get to a point of having that much pride? And I'm going to tell y'all, the saddest thing I saw was, I get when a man has pride, and I get when he has feel good about taking care of his family. But to put your health and your life at risk where you could jeopardize that, you're at that point, you're not thinking smart. You're not thinking to me like a man that is in his, I'll say, stable mind. You know, this is a man at that point that's, he's on ego. To me, he's running on ego, and that's going to die soon. That's my first thought. Now, this is my just observation of meeting them. I'm like, yeah, he, that ego is going to die pretty soon. And after that, what's he going to run on if his leg is gone? I'm thinking, okay. Now, no matter how many times I explain to this man that you cannot keep getting up and walking on a knee that you just had surgery on, he still would do it. And in my mind, I'm just like, this man's ego is out of control. I'm like, he has nothing to prove to me. I'm just here to help you get well. That's it. I'm just here to help you get well. And in my mind, I'm like, why is he still, you know, how should I say, his energy? It was like he's fighting something, like fighting against time or the clock running out, or fighting against him trying to still do something. And I'm just like, honey, every man has to rest. I don't know how many men need to hear that, but yeah, really don't care what class system you're in. Every man needs to rest. You're delusional if you think you're going to keep running on energy drinks, pills, and whatever. And I can tell you, the type of stuff they have now, it doesn't matter. If you become so overworked and so, how should you say, egotistical and prideful to the point where you're neglecting yourself of sleep, do you know that your body would just give out? Like, I study all this stuff in science. Your body will literally, you will just give out one day. And you're not dead. You just are so tired that your body will just shut off for you. People think I'm kidding. I have literally seen it with my own eyes happening. Your body will just shut off. You will literally sleep. And once you're rested is the only time when your body will awake. Because people don't realize this, even though your mind consciously is working, your subconscious is going to do the work that you're not going to admit out loud, the deep inner stuff that you hide or don't say. So if you keep working against that subconscious, it's going to do it for you, and it'll turn you off. People don't believe me. Trust me. Just try yourself. See what happens to you. I promise you, you'll fall right out. I'm telling y'all, more and more, I'm really thinking about becoming a doctor. The more I read this science stuff, I'm telling you, yes. I can literally see myself being a doctor now. Never really saw it before, but the more I get into this, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I have no idea why people do this to themselves. When I don't want to do anything, y'all, when I tell y'all, I won't answer my phone. People will text me. I will not respond for days. And I will tell you that some people I've met will get agitated, but I told them, I said, can I be honest with you? I said, first, I want to say that I'm an adult, okay? And I said, what that means is all the extra energy mentally and emotionally I have for myself that's only reserved for me, I don't give it to anyone else, not even your text message, not even your call. So you're going to have to wait until I feel well-rested enough to respond. Y'all should hear how shocked I am that people don't think like that. They don't think about themselves or think to the point where it's okay to just wait to do something. Sometimes you can't do it right there. Okay. And like I said, I'm human and I'm tired. Okay. When I don't feel like doing something, I'm just not doing it. Okay. So here's the next one. I had to talk about this subject, y'all, because I'm like, what women? And here's another thing. Some women gonna get mad at this. This is for women to me that are delusional. Okay, if you're a person that grew up rich or wealthy or whatever, I'm gonna tell y'all this because this is gonna hurt some of y'all feelings or burst your bubble or whatever delusion y'all living in. Newsflash, most people don't want your life. If you're a celebrity in that too, yeah. Newsflash, most people don't want your life. Most people in the regular world, i.e. like me, a person, y'all gonna hate this, but people see what y'all go through. We don't want your life. And I'm being so honest. Knowing what I know and learning what I've learned thus far, I would literally rather be a rich person that's quiet and no one knows who I am than to ever be well known to the point of you have absolutely no privacy. Like and it's not the scrutiny, because trust me, I can take judgment. I really don't care what people think of me. It is the fact of sometimes you just want to go in the grocery store and get a bag of freaking chips. Yeah. So you can't do that when you're ultra famous. You cannot just go into a store and buy some chips. You can't. Because you know what? People are going to hound you. People are going to be like, oh, hey, let me do this. And I can assure you, you're crazy if you think I believe a celebrity wants to be hounded every single day, every single moment. People taking pictures of them, saying hello. And I'm talking about that celebrities on all levels. Because I'll be honest with you, everyone is not Hollywood famous. Some people are government famous. Some people are scientifically famous. You know, it goes on and on. You know, you get my point. But I had to say that. I was like, no, I think some of y'all are quite delusional. Everyone does not want your life. That's, I don't want your stress. I'm telling y'all, and say what y'all want. Half of them people, yeah, they went crazy. Drugs, medication, trying to handle the pressures of fame, and then running the reality of you yourself, your image, your name is a business. Y'all see what I'm saying? Say what you want, but I understand how deep that is. To literally sign over your name, your life, it is now a business. It no longer belongs to you. So it's like if you fail companies or people that put money behind you, you fail yourself, you fail your name. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's so interesting. That's why most of the people you see, if they're like a rapper or artist or something, that's why they always have like that, what do they call it? Like a surname or a little ghost name or something like that. Yeah, they make up that for a reason. I'm telling you, say what you want. That's what I've seen. And here's another thing too. Another thing I want to say about this. Another reason I want to add to everybody doesn't want that life. Everybody doesn't want that responsibility. I feel like people need to hear that, okay? And in particular in the 1% class, I will tell you something that very much annoys me about them, and say what y'all want. Yes, they don't care about a lot of people. There's only probably a few people in the 1% that probably care about some people, but it's because they came from nothing. Only the people I've seen that came from absolutely nothing understand that perspective. Most people who grown up with silver spoons, oh, they could care less. Like, there is more than likely not an ounce of care in them at all. But yes, the people who probably came from nothing, yes. Say what y'all want, trust me, yes. Okay, now, I'll say this too. When I say responsibility, I have to bring this up. I remember the first time I had wrote a paper about this in class. We were talking about socialism and something else. I had took a class about this, and I'm telling you, I hated socialism. It's probably the most, it's literally the stupidest. I'm telling you, I literally sometimes think to myself, I know a white man made this. Say what y'all, I'm telling y'all. I know a white man made this because they love rules. They love the idea of being in charge of something. And this could come from them. And I'm going to tell y'all why I say that. Other cultures, African cultures, black people, other places I've seen, most of them work in unity. And although there is, in a sense, a system ran, you don't, how should I say, I'll be like, if there is a leader, you still don't do any wrong to your own people just for, should I say, to cover your good name or to do that. I'll put it like that, yes. Especially when I look at things in a sense of like how tribes work. Okay, that's a better way to say it, yes. But, anyway, let me focus on the subject. I digress. Now, this one in particular, and yes, y'all need to hear this because this is crazy. I say that to say, when I talk about responsibility, I have to say this because I feel like for some reason this is hard for some people to hear. Because I understand both perspectives, okay? I really do. I understand the part of the 1% of what they're talking about because they pay for everything and take care of everything. But I also want to say this, you guys also want it more. See, everybody doesn't want more. And because I know that for a fact, I feel like that's the part that the 1% always misses. They'll say, well, we need these tax breaks because we do all this stuff for people. Yes, but you also wanted this much shit, okay? You wanted that big ass house. You wanted all them damn cars. You wanted all the stuff you have. So you cannot simultaneously complain and then say, oh, I get to have a break too. See, that's the part of responsibility. Once you want what you want, you have to accept what you've chosen. You know what I mean? You really do. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes they do sound like they be complaining a little bit. I'd be like, y'all sound like y'all complaining. I'm like, okay. Now, here's another thing. That's one. Another one is the side of responsibility of people who want less than the 1%. That means, yes, the people that are on food stamps, the people that are on government assistance that you people from the 1% pay for, yes. You have to be okay with the fact that everyone doesn't want what you want. Here is the problem that I keep seeing. Say what y'all want. I see it all the time. This is how I feel. If you have realized that there are people who would never want more for themselves, okay, excuse me, or they don't want as much as you have, okay, this is the problem I see. Why is it these people say, I must make the laws to what you can or cannot have, or what you have to do to get this, that. And I'm going to tell y'all why I say that. Because when they're getting tax breaks to cover whatever it is they're paying for, which I told y'all, a lot of people don't understand this, and you have to hear me out on this because I know how the prison system works. Told you, my father was a person that had money, a lot of it, and he did drugs and all type of other stuff to get money illegally. I don't know what else he did. He did a lot of crazy things. However, I will tell y'all, learning with how the prison system works is very interesting. Okay, so I remember this. When I was younger and my father went to prison, he, at the time period, yes, I remember him talking to me about that they were allowed to get like degrees and stuff like that in prison. This was the thing. They used to be able to get all these things. Okay, and I know this because I met another man before who was talking to me about this. He also went to prison when he was like really young. I'm talking about like 16, and he stayed until he was probably like 20 something. But the stuff he learned was interesting. He decided to learn about faith. He chose Islam. He learned how to do carpentry, and I think he said like make furniture. Like, he was really talented. Like, when he told me what he did, I was like, I couldn't believe it. And he showed me some of his pieces of the stuff that he created with furniture. And I was like, this is amazing. I was like, wow. And I said, you telling me you learn how to do all this stuff in prison? And he's like, yes. So here is what's interesting to me. Once I talked to a few of them and they told me things about their life and what prison was like, something I found to be very odd was I found out that a lot of money, in my personal opinion, is funneled through the prison system. And what I mean by that is, do you guys know that most of the stuff that we get, like rubber, cotton, all the material things here, they keep telling you that it's outsourced from these other countries, but it's actually made here in America by the prisoners. Yes, I promise that's true. And when I first heard this, I kind of was just looking at them like, are you fucking serious? So I want y'all to hear this. If the prisoners are making things made out of these materials, cotton, rubber, things electrical, whatever, if they're teaching them all of these skills and they're making this stuff, like in a sense, like in a sweatshop in a way, if they're doing this, and I think they said they're only giving them like $2 or like pennies or something, so you know they're not making money, I said, if that's true, then where is all the tax money going that they're charging us for who are not prisoners? Okay, yes, I'm telling you, I really thought about this. I said, so you guys are basically just becoming more rich and more rich. But this is the part I don't understand. And I really wish someone would answer me this, especially let's say you're a person and you're very wealthy, you're in the 1%. What do you need so much money for? I want you to really understand the question deeply, okay? Not in a superficial way. Understand this. Once you've reached a certain level of money where you could have more than you could ever need, your home is paid for, your kids' kids will be paid for, education's paid for, your legacy is built, you've done all these things, what do you need more money for? Everyone keeps trying to convince me, oh, you know, see, now it's so convenient to say they need more money because of inflation. But the truth is, if you simply was able to control the dollar, and instead of threatening other countries, we could have actually made the dollar more powerful. That's what's actually interesting. But I told y'all, America has a problem. We have a problem here. I'm telling y'all, unity is one. That's definitely something. Unity is one. But I wanted to share my thoughts on this. And yes, y'all, I really think people need to hear that. Everyone doesn't want that spot. Everyone doesn't want that level of responsibility. But what's more scary, I'll even say this, is if people don't want that level of responsibility, does it really bother you that they don't want more? Are you going to be okay if they're still okay with having less? And I want y'all to know, most people who work regular jobs, when they say they want more, they want to make more money, yes, so they can live comfortable just to pay the bills they have now. They're not trying to live in what you guys have, these mansions and this, that, and the third, and multiple property. Sometimes the stuff I hear people say is just like, you telling me you don't feel like people are worthy enough to have enough money to just cover all of their basic bills. And these are regular working people who actually pay for all their stuff. They're not on government assistance. So in my mind, I'm like, why are people putting their foot on these people's necks when they're actually the people in society that's doing right? And if I'm correct, without the working class, the rich would not even stay rich. Okay? I've said this before. Nobody believes it. But I keep telling people, look at all the corporations across the globe. Who do you think works for them? A lot of regular people, y'all. A lot. Okay? So, yeah, I had to say that. This thing is really crazy. And I really think it's something that some people should consider. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Everyone does not want your level of responsibility. And my problem is, why can't that be okay? Why is that, I must put my foot on these people's necks. I must pay them less. I must make sure I get rich. It's like the most, I mean, my God, it's like, I'm telling you, it makes absolutely no sense. And I want y'all to know, this is the crazy part. I've never met a person who worked a regular job or have a regular life care or want to be as rich as certain or some other people. I'm so serious. They're happy with their house they have, the car they have, the family they have, the things they do. And I'm still like, what is wrong with some of these people? I'm telling y'all. And everybody tries to tell me, oh, you have to see the bigger picture. I actually already see the bigger picture. And I'm not sure I necessarily agree with the frame that it's in. I think it should be adjusted. Now, yes, people, I had to say something. Because yes, y'all, I will be one of those people that I always take up for the working class people. I'm telling y'all, I'm the people who don't want the same lifestyle that other people do. Because I'm going to put it like this. The wealthy people need to hear this. Your doctor is most likely an immigrant. Okay? A poor immigrant. A poor one. I want to add that poor word in there a couple times. Poor. P-O-O-R. Poor. I want to add that word in there. So that means that most people who help you stay wealthy, stay healthy, keep you looking good, this, that, and the third, the surgeons, the masseuses, the doctors, the people who go to school to do nails, hair, this, all of those people usually come from a background of people that are usually poor. See my point? That makes absolutely no sense. I'm telling y'all, some of the stuff they say is very strange, and I don't get it. I sometimes wonder, like, what is their obsession with money? I'm telling y'all, to this day, I don't understand the obsession with money. Everybody thinks I'm crazy for saying it, but I'm like, you really only need money to just live, do certain two things. And what's worse is I've heard plenty of financial people tell me, oh, you're thinking about money wrong. Rich people think of money, use money to make more money. And I said, exactly. That's my point. Bless me. That's my point. What is the obsession with that? You already have enough. It's like, I'm telling y'all, the more I hear them say this stuff, I'm like, y'all make no sense. And I think the reason why it doesn't make sense to me is probably because I understand where my bias is coming from. Keep telling y'all. All the money in the world would not be able to buy you the last bottle of water. Keep telling people. They made all this money. But look at our ecosystem. We're going to go through a famine. I'm telling y'all. And what's worse is, I keep hearing people say, we got to get money to do this and send this. And in my mind, I'm just like, I actually think the answer is not money. I think some people need to hear this. I think the answer is actually probably going to be, you got to go back to a barter system. Because when the dollar loses value and money becomes, in that sense, worthless, the actual only thing you'll have at that point will be your skill set. What can you actually do? What are you good at? And at that point, y'all think I'm kidding? The working class, in a sense, will actually kind of be like the most powerful in a way. Because other people don't know how to do what we've been doing for so long. They can't even imagine an easy life without the help of others. Isn't that insane? It's like you don't see the system that you created and how it's flawed, but you also keep saying they need to make more money. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. You see what I mean? We right back at square one again. But yes, y'all, I'm going to end this. I just had to share my thoughts on this. And I also would love to know what some people think. What do you guys think about the top percentage of class? Do you guys agree that you believe that everybody wants a rich man? I want to know. Do you guys think that everyone wants to have a certain lifestyle? If I'm being honest, I think most people just want peace. All right, y'all. That's going to be it for me today. Good night.